Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal, where we talk about whatever and never and everything else in between. All right, are we ready, Sean? Let's do the intro here. Hopefully it still works. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean. And we're two chefs talking about our lives one dish at a time.
Now we talk about whatever and ever.
And everything in between.
Ladies and gents, it has been quite a bit busy transition week, at least for me. And then Sean had some other things on his end too, so we couldn't really do the pod last week. However,
yeah,
we're out swinging. Sean, can I tell you a little something about this this new barbecue joint? But before I do, can I show you my arms? Do you see this?
I see. Whoa.
Right? I got a welt there.
I see. I have, need to work already.
I have a mini welt there. So the fucking ovens are left-handed, Sean.
Oh.
So they open the other way first. Like, you know how the lip is supposed to be on the right side so you can open right.
Right.
This one, no, you have to open left first, and it's screwing my brain.
Gotcha.
So every time I would open with the right.
I mean, you're literally going to burn yourself into doing the right thing.
Bro, I burned myself four times already. Like, because I kept opening with the right. The left will swing first. Obviously, my arm is there, so it will hit it. And I'm just like, this is going to be a... It's gonna be some rough days.
And then there's just the little things like that you don't really consider, but you know, I guess it would just be like, you know, switching the orientation on a pair of scissors.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's just a little weird. That's all. So I need to use my left hand more, and use my right as the guiding one instead of my left. I just have to switch it when I'm working on that station. There's also an oven on the grill, not the grill, the barbecue station, they call it, that swings really freely, like dangerously freely. So just like a slight tap will open the thing, and I don't know if that's safe, but I don't like it, man. It's a weird thing altogether. And since it's barbecue, bro, like, if we run out of stuff, we're out. Like,
Yeah, there's no wrapping it together.
So check this out. Like, so Sean, feel this with me, okay? So we're smoking briskets the night before for tomorrow's service, right?
Okay.
So between Monday and a Wednesday, we do 10 briskets, 10 pork butts, kind of.
Okay.
Okay? We get in around 9 o'clock. And we try to do the ribs fresh daily. So at 9 a.m., you want to try to get your ribs in because they take like 4 or 5 hours. Depending on the smoke, like the doneness of it, and that's like a whole thing I need to understand, which is weird. Fresh chickens daily. Chickens about take about 2 hours or so, 3 hours maybe. The burnt ends take about 4 or 5 hours. So it's like a game of, do we do too much? Or we do not enough, so we run out. So I don't know. It's a weird system altogether. And then the weekends, bro, like, I think I texted you. I think we slaughtered, like, a whole cow. Just in sheer amount of weight of meat alone. A whole cow and, like, two whole pigs, pretty much, for the weekend. It's a lot.
Sounds delicious. I can't wait to come visit your new spot.
Yeah. Also, we
honestly, when you sent me the pictures of what you guys had smoked, and I immediately went to the store and got some ribs.
No, it's pretty good. The food's top notch. It's just a little weird. That's all. That's literally all it is. We were trying to do a brunch service too, which is not ideal currently.
Okay. Yeah.
Only because it's just him and I, the chef and I. So we're already working 80 hours. Plus, they want to do a brunch that starts at 7. And him and I are the only ones that could do eggs fully, like efficiently, and the holidays and all that. So So we're gonna work 20 hours on Sunday? Like, I don't understand. So I don't know, Sean. We'll see how it goes. There's some inner drama already that I'll tell you off the books.
Of course, yeah, man. I'm here for the tea, the sweetest tea.
The final remark is, Sean, they don't believe in cleaning, and I whipped their asses my first day there on Monday. I was like, what is this? What do you mean you just leave? What do you mean? What do you mean you just leave?
Man, first of all, you clean as you go.
Yeah.
You clean as you go. That way, when it's time to go, yeah, you don't have as much to do. But you definitely don't leave before it's clean.
Like, I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, chef said we can. I was like, I'm the chef here right now.
Especially now. Like, everyone should be on their super grind. You got your work cut out ahead of you, but you know, I figure if you get on them in short time, they'll know what should be expected.
But I was cleaning with them, so it's just like a different feel altogether. I'm not just bossing them around. Like, I really want to get the place clean, so I will do it with them. I was like, hey, we need to get this. I'll go there and spot clean with them. Say, hey, can we check this next? And then go on that side. So all hands on deck, literally with me too. Not just here, do this, do that, which I felt that's what they were doing before. So they didn't. It's almost like a trust kind of thing. When I told them, I was like, well, I'm going to clean with you. It's not just a thing, but whatever. How was your week, Sean? I haven't spoken to you in like a week and a half now, almost 2 weeks. What's going on, bro?
I mean, man, I wish I had something, you know, to report. It's been a pretty chill week, man, you know. Okay. Been taking the time in the mornings to work on some personal development stuff. Spending time with the baby. You know, trying to give my wife a hand, you know, in between her many, many work from home week meetings.
Uh-huh.
But nothing to report, you know?
Oh, that's okay. It's better to have nothing and just be completely normal than to have something and always have like an issue. I want to tell you this one thing. I couldn't get past this Sunday. I wish I had a plate. So pretend this was a plate. We were plating.
Okay.
So I'm trying to like word it in a way that as easy as possible for all our listeners. So pretend we are in a PDR, private dining room, which is the managers. We presented a brunch menu, right? That we had no chance to work on because we were literally there for 60 hours between Thursday and Sunday, and they wanted this Tuesday. Okay? So when we presented our plates with their little, I'm going to call whack plates. They don't have white plates, Sean, so you can't really, like, you can't, there's no amount of anything that you put on it that will look good.
Right.
And they're like brown plates. So, I don't, but anyway, we presented it. The general manager did one of this. Look, if I'm going to try to do his face, right? And tell me how you feel. He went like this. What is that? Did you see my play thing? He's like, what is that? What is that? Yo, if he would have just said one more fucking thing, I would have flipped his shit. I don't care if that was my, I don't care if that was my fourth day there. I was like, who the fuck are you, bro? Excuse me? Now, the chef, you know, God bless his soul. He looks tired. Like, he really is. And he started there quite a bit. I'm like, yo, the dude had no days off. On his day off, you expect him to give you a full spec sheet of where to get shit and then present you with ideas with nothing to work on but that one fucking day. Are you serious? That's how I felt. I would have, I don't care. Sean, you know, I don't care. I'll be right there on his fucking face. Who the hell are you?
Get that first check first, though, bro. let that direct deposit hit before. But it's, Sean, not real until they pay you, man.
Do you understand, though?
Like, I understand your pain. I understand your pain.
Bro, you don't disrespect like that. Like, it's just no, I don't know. So after that just did not jive with me. whatsoever. The owners, the brothers, there's three brothers. They're cool as hell. I don't mind working for them. But for this general manager, though, I don't know. I feel there's a pit in my stomach about it. So I'll do my bidding. I'll do my time. Not a big deal. However, it's just, it doesn't sit right with me. It just doesn't. I don't feel good. It's almost like they're out to get us, you know? It's almost like, but like I said, I'll tell you a little.
Yeah, later. I mean, it's never a good feeling when like the front of the house and the back of the house has a contentious relationship. Mm-hmm. Thus far, I've never worked in a place where it right felt like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely been circumstances where like, you know, people felt like they should have more sway or more input on some matters. But for the most part, it was still a collaborative thing. But yeah, yeah, man, if you have that respect or trust breakdown, man, it makes everything harder. And if, you know, people don't know, you know, we try to say it, it's like working in the kitchen is very, very stressful.
Yeah, it really
very is. Stressful. It's rewarding, but it's stressful. So, you know, you definitely need to have the solid foundation of a good team to mitigate that pressure. Because when it hits, you're going to be looking across the line or, you know, through the doors at someone who could do what they can to make things better.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, it didn't sit right. But what he was saying to the chef was saying, like, they don't understand what it took to plate those five dishes that we did compared to the 400 dishes that everybody just kind of push out. It's barbecue. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's just like, it's just smoked meats on a plate, you know? It takes some patience, takes some finesse to it. But bro, it's not like a 2-star restaurant where we have to do plate service. Even to the same level as we were. Like that's not that joint. And I think that's what he wants. But okay. I don't feel that that's the way we should. Whatever. I'm new. I'm on day 6 right now. Day 7 is tomorrow.
7, man. Let that direct deposit hit. you need to see the swell of that first check that's got an extra week's pay in there somehow because you missed the pay period.
Man. I'm trying.
Let the next check. Let it settle in, and you know what real is. Then you start to mold the clay.
I don't know.
Mold the clay.
I'm not that person, so I will literally let him off. I'm like, yo, who do you think you are? The fuck, say that to me again? Excuse me. Anyway, moving on, Sean. Nothing too crazy. I do want to tell you this. So my phone finally came.
Hey,
it's
Tuesday on a Wednesday.
Okay, it's kind of very nice, bright, but it's an orangey color. I really
like it. Yeah, I was gonna say from my vantage point, it kind of looks like gold in the light.
And a cat screensaver with tattoos on it, and having a little knife on its face. But the Samsung S20 FE. There's a lot of letters. But I love Android. I love Android. I think I've told you this. I texted you about it. Fully customizable. It feels like its own little like computer. It really is. After the trade-in bonus, you know, they took like $250 off. So, hey, but, let's get on to, some tech news. Not too crazy. I know you're really interested about this. I just saw the preview to this. So I was like super excited, but it's coming up.
Sean's Tech Tuesday.
Sean's
Tech Tuesday. Hey, everybody.
Tuesday.
It's Sean's Tech Tuesday on a Wednesday, not a Thursday or a Tuesday.
It's never a Tuesday. I don't think it's going to be ever a Tuesday. It's
never ever a Tuesday. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Is pretty much about two things. The iPhone 12 and all the different variations of that, and Amazon Day, which is pretty much Amazon deciding that Black Friday starts whenever they needed to.
I mean, that's as they should, I think. So I saw the preview of it this morning, because I follow Marquez Brownlee. I'm KBHD on YouTube, and he's like the biggest tech tuber. YouTuber.
Yeah, man. I love his content
on phones. Like, it's so good. So I definitely follow in. But look, check it out. It starts at $6.99 for this little beast. How do you feel about it, Sean? I know you're an iPhone user.
Everything works with Google on it. I like it. Pretty much, I mean, it's faster than the iPhone 11.
Uh-huh.
The aesthetics kind of ape the old iPhone 5, mm-hmm. where they had like a metallic rim to the outside of the phone and rounded corners. They've made the little bezel notch a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then aside from that, I mean, you get the same things that you get every iPhone refresh. So faster processor, faster GPU, better cameras, and predictable price drops for the existing iPhone stock that's out there.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you didn't get an iPhone 11, you can now get one for a little bit cheaper. They do have the iPhone 12 mini, which has a 5.4 Super Retina display, a little bit smaller to fit in your pocket. I mean, I think I've mentioned before, I typically go for like the max screen. So, you know, you either go with the iPhone 12 with the 6.1, or there's the iPhone 12 Max and Pro Max. Yeah. It's there, you know.
Which is bigger.
Again, this is like the biggest stuff in this week. And aside from that, it's giving up Amazon, you know, giving them your money. You know, they got sales on literally everything. And, hey, man, if you need something or want something, you might as well fire up Amazon and kind of check out some of the sales.
Deals.
I'm going to talk about something that's going on in my household. So, Casey, do you happen to see what's on the floor behind me over my shoulder?
Give me a second. Is that a TV?
Yes, TV.
Okay. Is it a 4K TV?
It is a 4K TV.
Oh, snap.
No, not all snap.
Not awesome. What happened?
That TV was in my living room. And right now, it's on the floor of the shoe set.
Why is it on the floor, Sean?
Because it decided it does not want to work anymore.
What?
Yeah.
It just went kaput. It just like...
So, nothing. I mean... I think, you know, a few episodes back, I mentioned that we had, like, a power surge. And, you know, taking stock of all the things that, like, stopped working or broke, and pretty much I was able to replace most of those things. The last of which was the TV. So, yeah, back when that lightning strike happened, two major features on the television stopped working. One of which was... one of the HDMI ports. The other of which was the Ethernet jack. So clearly, like,
it's fried.
There were electrical issues incoming. And this was happening. When I bought the TV, I bought the extended warranty. So returning it and getting it in exchange is not much of an issue.
Okay.
Reached out, you know, gonna bring it back. They don't happen to have that model in stock, so, you know, the way they work things out is like, you know, they'll offer me store credit or an exchange for something comparable
of similar value.
However, we're in a weird time for TVs. Clearly, there are new next generation consoles about. And they support some pretty cool new features. Some of which that television did not support. So, you know, like, now I'm just like...
Should you get a new TV? Is that what you're saying? Just get in-store credit. Hey, look, I have Amazon right here in my face.
That's what I'm... You know, that's... Yeah. That's what we're looking at right now. To kind of see, like, what's out there. Immediately piquing my interest is So yeah, the TV that I got there was a TCL Fit Series, which I think I mentioned for a while. Like, if you're looking on like some of the tech sites, they recommended that TV as like having the best features for the price.
Yeah.
And picture quality that kind of rivaled some of, you know, some of the larger manufacturers. I can tell you that while I was working, man, the TV was really dope. Like, HDR looked really cool. The latency for playing video games was super duper low. Like, movies looked awesome. It upscales awesome. Everything was cool. Until that lightning strike. And, So, yeah. What I'm looking at is probably a Samsung QR60.
Oh, the 2R60. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
I think I saw it somewhere.
Because it'll support some of the like the newer features. As 20Hz panel, it supports auto low latency mode. It supports variable refresh rates.
That's it.
And yeah, again, I'm just kind of thinking about, all right, going with a reliable brand. In fact, like when I took this TV out, I took the Samsung TV that we've had for like 10 years and just put it back into the living room.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm more apt to kind of go with them and looking for something in their mid to high end range. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, if like I could afford it, I would definitely go with like an LG OLED.
Like an OLED?
You know, those are like, CX series, GX series. Those are like some of the best TVs on the market, but can't afford that.
They're like 3K but, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can get, I think like Amazon Prime Day, like
that's true.
$1,500 gets you in the game for the low end of their high end stuff, which is pretty good. Most people like it, you know, it would be an awesome TV to have. But that's what I'm mulling over.
Wow, poor TV. Are you able to turn it to a monitor? Does this turn on?
No. So pretty much at this point, like I was like watching television today, and I was watching YouTube, and the stream started to buffer. So at the time, you know, I'm here in the house with the baby, and my wife's working in the other room. So there's times when like the internet will kind of like, I won't say cut out, but like you know. It'll be congested. And I was literally waiting for her to shout through the door, like, hey, man, like, did the internet go out? That never happened. So fire up my phone. I do a quick bandwidth test. We're still rocking at 100%. So I'm like, okay, let me turn the television off. I try to turn the TV off. It won't turn off. I go to, like, the service menu of the television. Yeah. Because, you know, these smart TVs are pretty much computers at this point.
Yeah.
And it goes into, like, a rebooting mode.
Oh.
And then the screen slowly faded off. And the power LED just stayed lit up. I'm like, this thing is bricked. Sure enough.
Wow.
Sure enough, man. Yeah, reaching out to the store that I bought it from. They're just like, hey, man, we don't have more of those, we can't get you one. If you could figure out how to get it back, don't get it as yours or whatever we got that's close to it. You know, I'm like, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, all right. Yes. Hopefully you can get a newer TV that supports some stuff. And hopefully you don't get struck with lightning again so your electronics don't get fried. That's unfortunate.
Since then, you know, we've had an electrician come out. Do all of the outlets, change some of the insulation on the wiring, and I went out and got like a super duper dope surge protector for the electronics on that line and you know the electronics on the computer. So we will be golden. But
hey,
sayonara TV.
Sayonara TV. If we haven't already
shout out to extended warranties too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, okay, like, so
here's the question: do you buy warranties over a certain threshold of price? Because I feel like, like I've never, even with my PlayStations or, I think the only warranty I bought was for this, the GPU I have a warranty on, but that's it. Like I don't have any other warranties on any of my other equipment at all. Like in my entire house, like I don't. That's not my thing. How do you feel about that?
So it's funny you mention that. So normally I wouldn't, but the only reason why I did get the warranty in the television is because, like, when I bought it, it was like a pricing mistake.
Oh.
So yeah.
Got it. So you're like, so spend like, it anyway.
I was like, look, okay, let me just cover myself in case this thing breaks, because, like, you know, then I'll end up getting refunded for significantly less than what it would cost to replace.
That's smart.
So yeah. And again, you know, lightning struck, literally, and we are here where we are. But under normal circumstances, I probably wouldn't. I mean,
got it. Well,
yeah, I guess. It was also because, like, you know, despite the fact that a lot of the tech blogs had recommended that brand, I never bought anything from TCL before. So, you know, it's not like, nor did I know anyone else who had done so either. So, you know, I didn't know what to think of their long-term reliability. And again, to say nothing of the reliability, I mean, I had a freak lightning strike that knocked out a whole bunch of stuff. So, like,
yeah,
you know, it might have otherwise lasted 6 years, 10 years, maybe. Who knows? Right.
Hey. At least you got a warranty where it kind of was necessary. However, like I said, it's Prime Day, going on for quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. I see.
Amazon in front of my face right now. The most popular ones currently are the Sony TVs and also absolutely like the Samsung QLEDs on deal. Actually, the QN32Q, this little bugger, is like the most like common one out of all of them. But just like Sean was saying, the TCL series actually. A lot more people have been buying this brand because it's good enough. Like that's what it is.
Right. And it has feature for feature, like they had the stuff. And like if the thing, like they have the 4 series, 5 series, 6 and 8. And the 6 series and the 8 series, like according to the tech blogs, like, you know, definitely review super duper well. And see, when it comes to buying technology, there's always like a point of diminishing return where like you can spend more, but you're not actually going to get the most of it, right?
Correct.
It's like, you know, we were talking about like those RTX video cards that came out at the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. And they have an RTX 3080 and those are $700. And then they have the 3090 and they're what, like $1,600? You know, there is a performance delta, but like you're not gonna get, you know, 2.5 times the performance. Like it doesn't actually work that way.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
so
3 generations. Generally,
yeah. I mean, between generations, sure, but you know, sometimes in a generation, you're not gonna see the actual benefit of spending more for it.
Got it.
So you know, you do your homework and. You know, you can find some really cool products. And again, lightning strike aside, I really like the TV that I got. Yeah. You know,
hey, that's a cool, interesting that's time a cool
to,
TV.
To be replacing it. Yeah. So we'll see what happens in the coming days.
Funny you mentioned TCL. You're actually, I think you're, now that you mentioned, you're the only person that I know has a TCL TV. I don't think anyone else that I know of have a TCL.
Right.
Around everybody that I am in contact with, either have a Samsung or a Sony TV,
right?
But never a TCL. But I mean, if I were shopping for, I would definitely go for a TCL because the specs are, you know, just it's passable. Like I don't need to buy like this. The Sony one I'm looking at is like $3,000 unnecessary. That TV back there behind me was $4,000 when it came out. Got it from an open box policy because something was missing and something was bent for $400 and nobody wanted it.
I mean, again,
and my brother worked at Best Buy.
You can't beat that. Right. So you got the family discount
hookup
the
hookup.
plus the open box
Yeah.
discount hookup. Yeah, you literally can't go wrong with that.
So it's done its time, it's still working, it's amazing. If I, you know, when we hook up the PlayStation here, it's gonna be so sick. But do we have more for Tech Tuesday, Sean?
Nah, man, that's it. Again, you go buy something on Amazon, I guess.
Yeah, is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, this will be weird.
We don't have anything else but Halloween. Halloween's on the 31st, which falls on a Saturday this year.
Yeah, this year.
But other than that, there's nothing else really. Daylight savings will be the next day, Veterans Day and Thanksgiving. So that's the only other two holidays we're kind of looking forward to, in terms of our business. But all right, I guess we'll do some food news. Not too crazy.
Yeah.
Let's bring it into some Mon Chouchou news, ladies and gentlemen, where we talk about the greatest food news in the business. However, Sean, I want to let, there's a little quiz here, and I thought it'd be pertinent to what you and I do.
Oh, okay. Cool.
What are your favorite fast food restaurant says about you? So let's go through the list. Okay, I know you sometimes partake in fast food restaurants. I don't really, except for one nowadays. So the first one would be Chick-fil-A. My wife and I go for this. How do you feel about Chick-fil-A?
Again, I like their food. You know, I guess politics aside, I like their sandwiches.
I just found out.
Shout out to the Polynesian sauce.
So their chicken is pickle brined, Sean. Their chicken is pickle brined.
Interesting.
Okay. Because we did a pickle brine in our restaurant, and it tasted like Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich. I was like, wait, what is that? Why does that taste so familiar? They're like, yeah, it tastes like Chick-fil-A, right? I was like, oh my god, that's exactly it. So it's a pickle brine chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, we solved the Rubik's Cube of Chick-fil-A. So now, that's you heard it from me first. It is a pickle brine chicken, double battered, and then their little Chick-fil-A sauce. It's just barbecue sauce and mayo. Don't let that stub you. Okay? That's it. Equal parts of that. That's how it's gonna taste. Let's go through some stuff. But their caption is, "You're no stranger to controversy, but in the end, it's nothing but we love. We all know how good the chicken is, but what makes Chick-fil-A iconic is their sauce game. Everybody knows
that Polynesian man.
The Polynesian sauce is quite delicious. The Chick-fil-A sauce, obviously, it's like their McDonald's, you know, secret sauce or whatever." But moving on, number two, Taco Bell. My wife and I actually do love Taco Bell. One for the Baja Blast, because Baja Blast. Two, they're like, this is ranked the healthiest restaurant in America. Did you know that, Sean? Taco Bell.
I don't understand.
I guess it's just their lots of vegetables in there. I have no idea, but whatever. They're considered one of the best. But you sometimes underestimate yourself, like when you buy a 12-pack of soft tacos thinking you'll have some leftover for next day, when in fact they'll be gone by the end of the night. It's just that addicting. Like, Taco Bell is quite amazing. McDonald's. Sean, do you partake in McDonald's?
Very infrequently nowadays.
Yeah?
Very infrequently. Very infrequently.
But when you used to frequent, what were some of your orders?
Apple pie, before I knew better, cheeseburgers.
we were just in conversation about McDonald's the other day. Actually, I was mentioning, you know, there's no better staff in your kitchen than like McDonald's people or Burger King people or like a pancake joint, because they do volume, just for sheer volume of sales. Their cooks can like pretty much essentially throw down with the rest of our cooks in our restaurant easily because of what they're used to, just because of the sheer volume. So shout out to those workers at McDonald's. No issues shout there whatsoever. Like, yo, we're all chefs, bro. Respect. Arby's, nobody really cares. There's like three Arby's left in New Jersey. So just go away, okay? Is there even some in New York? Maybe on the thruway?
Maybe.
That you can think of?
Look, I've never been to an Arby's in the city. In fact, like the last time I went to an Arby's was when I lived in Pennsylvania, right? And like I worked in this mall, and there was an Arby's across the street. And I went in there to order a sandwich, and it looked at me like I was crazy because no one goes to Arby's.
In-N-Out Burger is definitely a West Coast thing, or out West a little bit more. This is their like McDonald's there. The animal style fries. It's quite delicious. Kayla and I did partake in it when we were there. It's not bad. Popeye's also on the list. Wendy's, when I used to frequent a lot more fast food joints, Wendy's was my go-to. Their spicy, crispy chicken sandwich with pepper jack cheese on it was just divine, Sean. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's just the way they did the chicken. It's just so fantastic. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Let's move on. There's not that much, actually, because it's Thanksgiving. It's literally going to be about turkeys in, like, the next 2 weeks. So they're just kind of slow pushing out. But Wegmans sells a Friendsgiving flavored ice cream that might be the most creative one of the season. Check this out, man. This is...
Dude, shout out to Wegmans. Like, they just opened up... Well, not just opened up, but I guess in the, like, last couple of months, like, a flagship supermarket in Brooklyn, over by like the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and popped in there the other day. Mm-hmm. Like that place was humming, man. Like their prepared food section is like no other. And I was really, really, really impressed by, you know, the layout and the quality and stuff that they had there. And it was definitely one of those circumstances where I walked in there hungry. Don't ever do that to yourself. I had to walk out. I was like, if I pick up anything, I will pick up everything.
Yeah, Wegmans.
Let's just get out of here. Shout out to Wegmans.
Yeah. So Friendsgiving is a term that quickly became a tradition here in the States instead of Thanksgiving, where you go back to your family's. Friendsgiving would be the same kind of event, but you share with your friends. So it's Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool. This is from them, a limited edition. Almond ice cream with blackberry swirls and sugar cookie dough pieces. Shout out to Wegmans. That's what's up. Panera's new initiative labels meals on a menu with a lower environmental impact. I think they're trying to do like the whole farm to table kind of thing a little bit more, mm-hmm. which will take, I don't want to say harder, but the mark of the price of the food rather, will just maybe like a 10% bump because everything will be a little more, per se, fresh. I hate doing the air quotes, but most of the sources that we order from in restaurant style is in bulk. So most of it is like B grade, not really. It just depends if you're like with a local produce or you outsource it to like a more farmer style produce company. So it just all depends, but I think, I don't know. I feel good for it.
Ask you, like, are you a fan of Panera?
I'm a fan of their one bread. Their bread, not even their food. Like, it's
because I mean, this isn't a hot take, but I don't know, man. Panera, like, I've never, I would say I haven't enjoyed the stuff they make there, but I never feel full.
Yeah,
like it like they're though, I don't know, it's like there are choices and options and they're all fine, but ultimately it just feels like if you were to order the sandwich that you would get on a like an in-flight meal,
I don't know,
like that's to me, it's like that's Panera, like.
Oh, I understand you. I understand you.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not describing it right, but like, it's like if you get on an airplane and order like their little bento box, like it is not designed to fill you up at all. It just costs money and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You it kind of is. Like,
no, it kind of
like
is.
Here's half a turkey sandwich and an apple and some fresh squeezed orange juice. That'll be $26.
Yeah, it's like $27. Yeah.
I guess I'm here. I'm in a plane. I'm not going anywhere. And the other options are Cheez-Its and a half a can of soda.
I'll take the $26 option. Thank you. Because it's a little healthier. Yeah. No, I get it. I don't know. I don't, we don't really frequent Panera.
Like my wife, she loves it. Like, she really loves Panera.
Yeah.
Like whenever we're like out and about, because I think the quality of the food is fine and we don't go there often, but if we're like out and there's like a Panera drive through to hit up,
you'll go to a Panera.
This is gonna happen. But we gonna drive away and immediately be hungry.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I guess. But hey, I guess stick to more soups. Like, cause you know they serve it in a bread bowl, so it will fill you up a little bit. I don't know. I'm trying to help you out here, Sean.
I mean, last time I was over in your area, I stopped by that like Chick-fil-A, and we went to the Panera.
You went to the Panera instead,
because the line was long. But now by the time we got out of the parking lot to pass all the people at the Chick-fil-A, we were hungry again.
Yeah, but now you know Chick-fil-A will service you in like 20 seconds flat. They're like, yeah,
they're
like little ant workers, bro.
Their COVID game is strong.
This will be a pretty good headliner soon when we start nearing it a little better. Walmart shared its Black Friday plans for this year, and you can expect deals all November long. So obviously the whole Black Friday thing started here in America, where we go crazy into Walmart and just trample people over. I don't understand what the whole thing is about. But I'm kind of relieved that that's not going to happen this year, because, you know, obviously they will be limiting the people, coming in. But how do you feel about this? Will there be even more of an incentive to order online than to be present in the actual store, more so than
before? I mean, for sure. I mean, you got like people, used to spending money online over the last couple of months, and you can even see as aggressive as Amazon was. I mean, we were just talking about their Amazon Day stuff right now. Like, the shopping is going to be online, and look, I'm glad that if Walmart is going to, you know, operate the way they do and have deals, they speed out. You know, obviously you don't want to entice people to be overcrowding a store for marginal deals and, you know, spreading, you know, COVID around. So hey man, order a few more toasters and foreman grills, and just make sure you have them every weekend so that people can get those.
Black Friday is obviously on a Friday, but 27th of November this year. We're only, you know, about five, six weeks away from it. It will go fairly quick as soon as, you know, October, or like the last, actually after the next week, it's going to feel like, boom, Thanksgiving all together. A couple more, Sean. Is Trader Joe's open on Thanksgiving? Nope. Sorry. This is a big deal for a lot of shoppers. But I think I think a lot more stores should be closed on Thanksgiving, in my opinion. Like, just generally, just closed. Like, spend time with your family, bro. Like, don't go out. You know what I mean? Like, just have time off with your fam. Don't worry about the stores. It'll be there the next day. Plus, you're going to be full anyway from turkey. Like, you're going to be full.
Yeah.
And then last, Ben & Jerry's will have 11 of its flavors are now certified gluten-free. I don't know what the big deal is for that, but I think everyone with a gluten-free diet are bullshitters. I think it's only like 4% of the world has celiac disease. That's not an actual quote. I do not know. But celiac disease is the disease, the autoimmune disease that does not allow you to process gluten in your body. And high amounts of it can kill you. But for the people that do not eat gluten, it's just an intolerance. You're not allergic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this is going to be a hot take, Sean, and I can keep going with this because it's really grinds my gears. This is the griffin for me. Okay. Why? Well, okay. Here's the thing. We were, I think it was Saturday, busy as crap at the restaurant. Somebody asked, is the barbecue gluten free? We're like, yes. They're, you know, we don't throw flour in it. They're like, are you sure? We're like, yes. It's just smoked with salt and pepper. Literally, that's what it is. They're like, well, how about this? It's like, do you want to eat the food? Or do you just, are you just asking because literally that was like a 2 minute banter with somebody. And they're like, you know what? We'll just have the ribs. That's okay. You know, we're gluten free over here. I just find it like this kind of people, Sean, like pompous little bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like get over. Like it's maybe I'm just tired. That's what it is. I need some sleep.
I think that's what it is, man. I think you gotta simmer down and get a nap. Some hot milk, man. Betty, bye.
It's great. I don't know. I think it's just a lot of fluff on that gluten controversy here in the States. But it was also the same thing though. If you don't eat a certain food for a while, and then you eat it, it'll make you sick. Like it really will. Like I haven't drank soda in like 20 years. So if I probably partook in it, I would feel all different kinds of ways because it's reacting in my body weird. And as you're drinking soda right now. Oh my goodness, Sean, nothing too crazy though. Do you have any plans this coming Thanksgiving? Like I know I asked already, but have you solidified?
Yeah, so
turkey,
yeah, or ham? Plans are kind of falling into place, so we're gonna do a small gathering. I think it's just gonna be like my parents, sister, you know, my niece, my mother-in-law, and maybe one or two other people.
That's it. Are you cooking
this year? Yes.
Let me rephrase that. Are you tasked with cooking the entire meal?
So as of right now, this seems it's going to be a collaborative effort, but I feel like most of it will still be on me because like my folks will be coming from, you know, almost an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
do most of the cooking.
We'll handle it. Get it done.
Okay. I think I want to do duck. I don't know yet. I haven't. I think Caitlin can hear me. She's like half asleep, but I think I'm going to do duck this year. Peking duck while we're at it.
Uh-oh. I'll be coming over there. Just let me excuse myself from my Thanksgiving film in your house.
I'm doing a pagan duck with an orange glazed sauce. We're going to do it all Asian.
Hey.
Because, you know, your boy's Asian. But, yo, so check this out, too. At the barbecue joint, here's what's interesting to me. One of the brothers was like, you know, I just find it really interesting, you know, Asian flavors. Do you just like, is it just a whole bunch of soy sauce and vinegar and scallions and ginger? I let him go on. He just kept listening to stuff. I was like, all those are true and you can put them all together. But the main thing about Asian cooking is the balance. It doesn't matter what you put in it. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the sweet, the savory, the spicy, the salty all needs to harmonize together. And that's what makes it so hard. You can't just add stuff to it, you know, and just kind of call it Asian. So we have an Asian barbecue sauce. And I'm like, wait, you just put soy sauce in it? They kind of got a little hurt. I was like, I mean, I don't know. Did you guys just put soy sauce in it? They're like, yeah, well, kind of. It's like, that's not necessarily Asian. However, let me show you something that I know of that's not, we don't really call it Asian barbecue sauce. It's just a sauce that you can kind of put on your barbecue and call it a little something. But, you know, not necessarily triggered by it, but I was just like, there's just a lot of perceptions about it. You know what I mean? It's all about balance. That's all I was trying to say. It's just balance. Not too crazy. Sean, should we do, I just want to do one recipe for Thanksgiving. Can you think of one recipe off the top of your brain for Thanksgiving that people should do?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like super duper simple.
Yeah, I know.
But
simpler the better.
Yeah, man. I mean, you gotta hook up your mac and cheese.
Your mac and cheese game. Okay. How do you do mac and cheese?
So obviously you got your your macaroni. All right, so do you? We're gonna do a recipe that I think that everyone could do, because I'm not gonna be like, all right, let's make a bechamel. Like, look, if you're doing Thanksgiving, you're probably spinning a lot of pots. So here's a recipe that's like super duper simple. That's gonna yield pretty good results in most applications, right?
Okay.
So you got your macaroni, your salted water. You're gonna go buy some cheese whiz. Okay.
Cheese whiz. Yes. We're going cheese whiz, Sean.
Yes, I'm telling people to get some cheese, because look, you only got so many burners, and I want you to like execute this well, and you're gonna save yourself a step. So you're gonna make the sauce for your mac and cheese with cheese whiz. What you're gonna do is you're gonna add some milk to your and you're gonna slowly melt down your cheese whiz.
Okay.
You're also going to thicken it up with man, right? So you're gonna reduce down your cheese. Oh, you put me on the spot, but like, it's like now I had to think about like how I would tell. I feel so bad because I haven't had to like think this way in months. But okay, all right. Let's take it from the top. So
okay.
You're gonna take your cheese whiz. Mm-hmm. You're going to on a low flame. You're gonna add your milk. You're going to slowly reduce down your cheese. And yes, cheese whiz, right? And you're also going to get some other cheeses, some mozzarella cheese, some sharp cheddar cheese as well. Maybe some ranch. You really want to take it up a little bit. Okay. But using the cheese whiz is what it's going to do is it's going to make it very, very easy to apply to your pan of cooked noodles for when it cooks down. Mm-hmm. So what you're going to do is you're going to take some whisk eggs, incorporate it into the cheese whiz milk eventual sauce. You're going to spread that over your cooked noodles, and then liberally, you know, add in your other shredded cheeses. You're going to season with salt and pepper and some paprika, get that baking, and let's say like 350 for 30 minutes or so. Then you're going to uncover. It's going to be covered when you're baking it, and then you're going to uncover it, and that way when it's baking, you're going to get a nice crust. Now, some people are going to like add some breadcrumbs to their mac and cheese, and that's well and good too. But rather than tell everyone how to like make a bechamel, and there's a lot of room for error there. And when it comes to Thanksgiving in particular, you're probably going to have a lot of things going on. So that's why I tell people like, hey, for this application, it's okay to kind of cheat a step.
Yeah,
you know, and have absolutely a base for your cheese sauce. You're gonna still season it to your liking, because I feel like it's cheese whiz isn't exactly like
the best cheese.
The best cheese, it isn't. But you know, you're gonna season it up to your taste, and then right when it's done, you're gonna hit it with some parsley for color. And it's gonna come out looking pretty fucking smoking.
That's gonna look fire. So Sean's talking about with a little crust is gonna look a little something like this after you uncover it and it bakes a little bit. Mm-hmm. Most people would do the bake preparation with actual breadcrumbs and would have a crust like this. So it just depends on what you do. If I were to do a quick app, actually, Sean, I haven't said that to you, but I love collard greens. I really do.
Do you now? Okay.
I fucking love collard greens. So
all right. So let me ask you, brother. Like, what are you doing it with some meat or not?
So the way I've done it is with was it the pork hock? Like the
you can do
like the hock of the feet, 1 foot of, right, of pork,
yeah,
just to flavor that, that way.
Or, yeah. I mean, the way I do it is with with some turkey neck.
Oh, okay. So just use the giblets that you were actually, mm-hmm, with the turkey already. Hey, there you go. I've always liked the pork smoked hock taste. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
More than anything. And you just let the sucker boil down, literally. So for me, the easiest preparations are the ones that takes the longest because I don't have to worry about it so much. So
sure.
Collard greens for me checks that list because, one, you have to cook the damn thing for like 2 hours to make it tender enough, the leaves. Three, it's kind of just a one pot kind of deal. You let it go, you let it set it, and then once it reduces, obviously you can eat the pork hock, but for the purpose of what I'm doing is just to flavor. And you see over here, you got like little bits of bacon. I don't mind the bacon so much. I'd rather like pulled pork, like actually on top.
Okay.
Like I'd rather that. Obviously just salt and pepper, a little butter to finish, and some apple cider vinegar for a little bite. Nice and simple. Nothing too crazy, nothing too fancy. And actually, we serve collard greens in our restaurant. So it's quite a fiasco. And the reason I did that is because so we can retrain your brain, Sean. Because right now I'm
in the restaurant. Yeah, like.
So we're trying to get you your muscle memory back.
just get that muscle memory back. I'm like, wait, what? Steps, okay, like, you know, all right. It's like, I know what I would do, but am I going to effectively communicate it? But to kind of follow back on the collard greens, part of the reason why I do like turkey neck is because, I mean, definitely in my family, and for a lot of different people with religious sensibilities, they don't eat pork.
Got it.
So, you know, that's a good way to, you know, add some texture and flavor with you know, and still working in consideration of you know, those sensibilities, man.
Yeah, nothing wrong with some giblets and some ends. That's where actually all the flavors are at, or the bones. Gives you some good oomph in it. Fortunately for us, we don't, we're not really religious in that way, and we eat pork quite sensibly. When I say sensibly, oh, yeah, man, a lot.
I'm all about it.
Quite a bit. I mean, even the little logo has a little pork in it. Not too crazy though. Sean, should we give him a little quick word of the day as we're kind of ending our things? If you would just want to hit me with one little goodbye to everybody, because I think it's gonna get busier, or at least for me, and like,
yeah,
the next,
it's definitely, well, look,
in a couple weeks
it's gonna get busier for you. I mean, it'll be busy for me probably in a different way, but yeah, you're walking into the busier part of the year. Well, I will definitely say, if the last segment was any indication, take the time out to support your skills, because you never know when they're going to be called upon. And, you know, don't take for granted that, you know, the things you know are the things that you can readily communicate, because clearly mac and cheese is a bit too much for me to explain. I know
right now
when
right
my mom
now
listens to this,
okay,
she's going to turn off the podcast at that moment. She'll take out her ear pods in disgust. Send me a strongly worded text.
What Sean was trying to say before was he wanted to make a bechamel for his Florida cheese sauce, get that
right
going, which takes a bit, and then cook your pasta at the same time so it has a chance to rest for a little bit. Once you focus on the cheese, you combine them together, stick it in the oven with the foil on top, cook it halfway, take off the foil, let it crust. He knew exactly what he was saying, but he hasn't been in the kitchen in a while.
Said like a guy who's getting a regular paycheck. Oh my goodness, man.
Yo, my first week was horrible too. Trust me. Okay. Even simple little chopping things. I'm like, wait, how do I do this again? Wait, what? Like, how do I slice? I was like, it took me a second. But then after, it's just like riding a bicycle. I hate that phrase, but it literally is. We've been doing this for so long that once you get to the swing again, it's like old hat. It becomes something you've done again. I do want to focus a little bit more on the cooking. Specifically for Thanksgiving, because I think that we can cover such a broad spectrum. I want to do duck. Like, I know that's not more of an American thing. I do celebrate it here in America, but it's not like I like turkey so much. You know, duck, yes. I mean, even chicken. I would love a chicken instead, or even a pork. But I would like a duck this time around, see how that goes. So it's like a good little debate on what to get. But not too crazy. Brush up on your skills. I'll definitely be ready next week. Brush up on your skills. Black Friday is on its way, or Prime Day right now. If you guys want to, make sure you do get your things available. I still can't order a PS5. Still, that's not a big deal for me. When it does, I will have a hurrah day. But do tell me when it does arrive on your doorstep, when you finally
get it. Dude, because you'll definitely get it first. An easy way, this is kind of late in the show, but if you happen to brave the fast food wild, it seems like Burger King is doing a promotion in which they are giving away 1,000 PS5s.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's going to start, if they haven't announced it yet, it's supposed to start next week. And I think they're going to do a 2-for-5 meal, $2 for $5 meal. And if you buy the meal, you get entered in their sweepstakes to win. So they're giving away 1,000 PS5s, 2,000 copies of one particular game, 2,000 copies of another particular game, and then 1,000 of some accessory. It might be controllers, it might be the HD camera, but hey, if you're looking for a way to get a console and you were going to go to Burger King anyway, check them out. Taco Bell is doing the same thing with the Xbox Series X. So hey,
Sean's getting a check from these guys, by the way. That's why
I'm not look. If I get a check from Burger King, I might be able to tell you how to make a Whopper.
Just like all these sponsoring me every other podcast, because they're giving me a fat check every now and then. But none too crazy from us. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if we haven't told you already, please subscribe. Our stuff is on Chef Salty Pork on YouTube right there. You can hit up Sean.
That's right.
MetroCard X on Twitter. He does reply. I don't ever go on
Twitter.
Don't reply to me. And any questions, concerns, or comments, anything you would like us to discuss, ask chefsalty@gmail.com. Be safe, wear a mask, don't be stupid, vote.
Vote.
That's what we all should do.
Vote. Shout out to your NBA champions, the Los Angeles Lakers. And with that, peace out, internet.